Well, let's just go right into some talking here. With me on the other line is Martin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah. Oh, great. You're on the air here at KFJC. We're down here in Los Altos Hill, just south of San Francisco. Where are you, in Seattle right now?
Yeah, loading into Chop Suey.
Chop Suey, right. And then tomorrow you'll be playing in Portland?
That's right. And then onward and onward. It's a long tour.
I can't believe it. I was looking at it's brutal. How do you feel about that?
We're starting to settle in. I actually got COVID as soon as I arrived, quite possibly from the flight over New Zealand. So we had to blow out the Canadian show and one other. But I'm back on board now and fine. So I think I got off lucky.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. A lot of people around here caught it here late at the game. So it looks like after San Francisco, November 1st, you're in L.A., then you go down to Costa Mesa. I mean, it goes day after day, and you're all in a big van, I imagine. Is that right?
Yeah, luckily it is a big van. one of those ones you can never find a park for. They're kind of big. Yeah.
Well, thanks for setting up this interview. We're co-presenting the show here in the chapel. It's a lovely place. Have you been there before in San Francisco, the chapel?
Yeah, we played there last tour. It was a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And that whole area has grown a lot here in San Francisco. It's quite safe. It's got a little bit gentrified, but what else does? Hey, I was just playing a CD that I wanted to tell you about. Grauer, who's one of the DJs here. We came in 2001 to the Dunedin Festival. And you played there, and we recorded, 2001, you had recorded Your Own Way Home and Bad Dancer, and they put out a CD on this, and so it's good to have you back on board. What I was kind of curious about is a little bit, there's a couple questions I wanted to ask you, and just want to see, does the Chills show feel any different than it does in the early 80s? And I imagine yes, but I mean, how does it?
Well, I guess for a start, we had a lot of lineup changes in the years, so the nature of the band was constantly shifting. Whereas this current lineup, I've only lost two people in the last 22 years, so it's been very consistent. And a lot of people saying it's quite possibly one of the best lineups of the Chills, considering we're an older band. You know, that's the only thing missing is that full on kind of post punk energy. I don't even try for that anymore. I'm 59. I'm not pretending, you know. But the shows are going really well. And there's a consistency. You know, we're playing material right from the start, right up to the new stuff, and a couple of unrecorded things as well. Mm-hmm. And it all sits well beside each other, which is great.
And what's the reception been with everyone so far? I'm sure pretty good, right?
Well, it is. I think there were a lot of old fans who were a bit nervous about picking up the last three albums that we've done. You know, they didn't want to sort of destroy their youthful memories. And the fact that they come along, they realize that it's you get new memories. And like I said, the new material is sitting well alongside the old. So it's everyone's going away very happy.
Yeah, that's great. I was wondering about that because, just curiously, I mean, that's a long time, and I was around that whole era as well. To see things change and everything for the new. What do you listen to, any of the newer Kiwi bands that are coming up, or any that we should listen to?
I do. I don't get out as much. Well, obviously during the COVID time, I wasn't going out.
Oh, right, of course.
I'm also a bit more careful about my hearing. But Dunedin in the South Island, where I come from, it's still got a very vibrant music scene. You know, for a town of, I don't know, 120,000 or something, there are just dozens of bands still, so that's really good. I mean, in terms of New Zealand acts, I'm very fond of Aldous Harding. I think he's doing wonderful things. Reeb Fountain, she's on tour in Europe at the moment, I think. It's actually a lot of the women are making the more interesting music at the moment, which is very heartening.
Yeah, that is heartening. And so what is your favorite part of the Dunedin area? I mean, is it the downtown suburbs, out on the coast, rural, or?
Well, it's the fact that I'm probably a 10-minute drive from the centre of the city, but I'm also a 4 minute drive from a beach where you can be pretty much alone with a sea lion, you know. So it's, you know, it's a small, it's, it would be a small town if it was not for the university that's based there, which has always added to the arts and music to what could be quite a rural sort of town, I think, if it was left to its own devices.
Yeah, and but have you taught there at the university?
No, I haven't. I've done a couple of guest lectures at the music department, but because Dr. Graham Downs from the Verlaines, the Dunedin band, the Verlaines, he taught there for many years. He's only just retired in the last couple of years. So I'd go and do a little talk about things sometimes.
And you're still in touch with the Verlaines or the Clean or Sneaky Feeling or?
Yeah. People sort of assume that we, I know that David Kilgour from the Clean once told a reporter, oh yeah, we get together every Friday night, we play the old songs together. It couldn't be further from the truth. When I was living two blocks from David, I'd only see him once or twice a year, but it's that kind of deep friendship where you don't need to be constantly at each other's house. So, you know, we share a lot of history and we're all very close, but, you know, just don't necessarily see each other that often.
Now, does I think somebody was questioning, and apparently it does, the Dunedin sound still exists, correct?
Whether it ever really existed is debatable. It was a convenient media tag initially, but you know, we're lucky. It is a foot in the door in the sense that, the Liverpool sound, the Seattle sound, the
right,
whatever, you know, to have a tag like that, the Dunedin sound, instantly means that people overseas prick up their ears a bit and are interested to know what's happening. But the new waves of Dunedin musicians owe no allegiance at all to that tag. In fact, some of them were quite resentful of the power of that label. So, I think they find it kind of a wee bit stifling sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So on this tour, changing the subject here just a bit. On the tour, do you prefer to tour in New Zealand or U.S., Europe, or Australia, or some other exotic area?
I think America has always been our strongest audience in a lot of ways. So it's always good to get out of New Zealand. And in New Zealand, we're sort of mainly known for only a couple of songs, like I Love My Leather Jacket and possibly Heavenly Pop Hit. But it's a small population, so you can't sort of find night after night of people who are really into your entire catalogue. Whereas we come over here, and there are people who know everything we've ever done, and that's the same in parts of Europe as well. You know, particularly I guess Germany and Holland and so on. There's still very, very loyal Chills supporters there.
Great. And then now the docufilm that was made. I saw part of it there, and I want to continue to see the rest. It's called The Triumph and the Tragedy of Martin Phillips, for anybody out there that's listening. It's available on a number of sources online. Do you think it represented everything that you wanted it to, or correctly so?
Well, you can imagine it's a very big and complicated story now over the years, combining the Chills history with my own history. I didn't realize quite how strange I was until I saw the movie, with my collections of toys and everything. I take it for granted that I came across as kind of pretty eccentric, really.
Actually, that's so pretty normal in my family of friends, so it doesn't sound that unnormal to me.
So I think, for a start, I can step back and see that it was actually a beautifully made movie, and I was really appreciative of the work that went in to do that. And they couldn't cover everything, but I think what they did do was create a really good narrative, and it's definitely it's a crash course in Chills history, but also my own health issues, very close scrape with death a few years back, and you know, to try and get all that into one movie, I think they did about as well as you possibly could.
Right, and in the beginning, the diagnosis wasn't so good, but you talked about where you would get rid of all your collections of toys there. Are you still collecting?
No, I really have to talk myself out of buying things now, and I am going to actively start maybe having auctions or something. I don't know. There's just too much money tied up and what I have sitting around the house that I really don't use anymore, you know, so it's time to let things go.
Interesting. Do you think because of a life experience of you know, your second breath on life, I guess is what I could say, right? Did that make a difference, perhaps?
I think it did make a difference, but I think I was heading that way anyway. As I said, I'm 60 next year. It's time to, you know, finally let go of some of these things that meant a lot more when I was a younger man. One of the things about New Zealand was we didn't really have the merchandise to accompany the childhood TV shows. There wasn't that much around. So when we started traveling overseas, the tendency was to pick up things that you should have actually bought when you were 8 years old, not 28. So, you know, so you end up with a lot of that stuff. And it's fun to have it for a little while, and then after a while it starts gathering dust. So.
Well, that's the one thing. You have to do a lot of dusting. My friend also has I go to the basement sometimes. I look at the amount of material that he has, and I go, Carl, my God, how do you keep this clean? He says, it's a hobby. I'll tell you, it's a hobby.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I've given up on the dusting on certain shelves. It's just too much. I pretend it's an artistic installation that way.
So tell me just finalizing here, and I know you got to get back to the show there and your sound check and everything, but I was curious because we'll see you here Sunday and that. Tell us maybe the audience a little bit more about the current record, what you were trying to attempt that came out. Just give us a kind of a feel on Scatterbrain.
Scatterbrain started with three songs which have now been issued as an outtakes EP on its own, because it started off without really a direction, but then as we've talked about, I had my own scrape of mortality, also my mother died, some close friends. There became a general theme about confronting aging gracefully and mortality that sort of permeated the whole record. But not in the modern sense. There's some very beautiful music on it, and some quite powerful music too. So we were really happy with the result. It's a shame that it's taken us two years to get over here to actually start touring it. So
well, everybody, things are kind of opening up again, and it's kind of nice to see. That was a world event, right? So I'm glad you made it over here. I think the whole mortality function of getting older, I mean, is it forgiveness, or you can't forget it, but I mean, is it living with it? I don't understand it either, but what's your concept on that? And Scatterbrain is part of that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Do you mean living with mortality, so to speak, or is that what you were saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and you said you've lost a couple few friends and I, as well, and I'm just kind of like, God, just make the, you know, no bad year. I don't want a bad year.
No. Well, I don't know. I think it becomes easier to see the whole cycle of life thing. And not that you don't grieve for the loss of people, but it's not like when you're young and your first friends die. It's, as you get older, you become more accepting. It still hurts. But there's also sort of a beauty to it. Just what, you know, because you've got other friends having children and... you know, at this age, you've got the children having children, so it's
right.
You know, it's you start gaining a bit of wisdom, or not.
The double U word, yeah, that's it. Well, it was really a pleasure talking with you, Martin. Is there anything more that you think you would like to here?
I guess if you haven't seen the Chills, now is a really good time to see us, and if you saw us years ago and you've been a wee bit reticent to come and see what we're like now, you would really miss out if you don't come and catch up. And we want to see all these people. So reconnect.
Yeah, I think it's sold out, actually, at the chapel, and I'm going to give away a pair of tickets in just a bit. So, well, good luck tonight, and we will see you Sunday here in San Francisco.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Thank you
so much, Martin. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. And this is KFJC. I'm Brian Chandler, live here in the studio. That was very nice of Martin to give us a ring here at the station. And I want to give away a pair of passes now to the chapel. That's this Sunday, I believe, the 30th, to see the Chills. If you would like to go, you can give me a call for the third number, third caller at 650-941-2500. So give me the third caller at 650-941-2500 to see the Chills with Martin Phillips here on KFJC.
Full, cold and bright, streets are cool
That is the Chills with the heavenly pop hit on Submarine Bells from Slash Records. Chills before that with their Scatterbrain record. Just came out, Safe and Sound, and then we heard Little Alien. And previous to that, we heard from 2001, the Dunedin Sound from New Zealand, the Kiwi Sound, that was recorded here with KHAC and Grower and Roy and all the other group. Bad Dancer, You're on Your Way Home. And we also played from Scatterbrain Monolith with the interview with Martin Phillips. We have one more pair of passes. If you want to go see them this Sunday at the chapel, it's I believe it's an all-ages show. I'd have to check on that. But it is happening October 30th. One pair of tickets to go see the Chills at the chapel again. The number here is 650-941-2500. First caller will get those tickets. This is KFJC.
Thank you.
broadcasting from Foothill College. This is KFJC Los Altos Hills. And I just wanted to give everybody a shout out. I was gone there for a couple. Last week was our anniversary, the 63rd anniversary of KFJC, so I was not in the studio. But previous to that, I think I might have had a cold or something. But anyway, with the fund drive, I just want to, you know, if you did donate or you were contemplating it or whatever, just want to say thank you for that, because I think I've always mentioned that this is your radio station. It is, really. We're just volunteers here helping out to make sure that your earwax is actually going to be the earwax that you want. So with your input and your support, really, thank you very much. Just want to keep that out there, that you are appreciated. Thanks. 92 KFJC with the Orisund Space Collective. Oily Echoes of the Space with Cruising with the Alien Crew. Space Rock Productions. Hey, coming up top of the hour, 6 o'clock, Dave Emery coming along with his show about the conspiracy theories and all the things that are happening around the world. That's coming up at 6 o'clock. Right after this show, stay tuned to KFJC. This is KFJC, and that was the Plus Instruments. Very strange cover on this one. You can never judge a book by its cover, and you certainly can't with this record. February to April 1981, with a piece called Rush Hour on Plus Instruments. Steve Bates before that with Glimpse and End, with All Things That Must Pass, Constellation Records. And in there was Cedric Burnside with I Be Tryin', with Love Is the Key. Started off with Or Sound Space Collective with Cruisin' with the Alien Crew. You know, the Anna Russell Jones, was a woman ahead of her time, an influential textile designer of the 1920s and 30s, a WAC during WW2, and a nurse in the 1950s. She is one of the first modern career women. She did it all as a person of color in her age, when Jim Crow laws were still in effect. For a fascinating look at her work and life, visit the African American Museum in Philadelphia's website. That's at aampmuseum.org. This is KFJC. Bottom of the hour, we'll have the entertainment calendar for you. So lots of shows if you care to go out. And this is KFJC. Thank you. KFJC. That's Wednesday Knudsen from the album called Soft Focus, Volumes 1 and 2. Creating all different types of sounds with chimes and all sorts of things there. What we listened to was the piece called Spring Song. Besut Simil with the album called of the same name. Play anything, this guy. He had more instruments given to him to play than you could shake a stick at. Hikarza Sa Zemai by Mesut Semil. Hey, this is KFJC, and you know what time it is? It's time for the entertainment calendar.
Time for the Concert Outlook with Morris Minor and Cinder Roar, the Fall 22 Fundraiser Edition.
Bonobo. The Greek Theater, Thursday, October 20th.
Sally Gooden's Corncob Pipe.
Deerhoof Hoffman Hoff's The Ritz, Saturday, October 22nd.
Jack Tar's Automobile Hubcap.
Choke and Murked Pickle Brisk Cutlets at the Stay Gold Deli, Saturday, October 22nd.
Lucky J's PSA Cliff Notes for Dummies.
Legendary Pink Dot's Top Tank the Chapel, Monday, October 24th.
Pup Life Standard Cutting.
Chills and Jane Weaver Stitch LeMay at the Chapel, Sunday, October 30th.
Ross Bobo's Resin-Covered Paperclip Collection.
Moon Duo drops trousers at the Chapel, Thursday, November 3rd.
Naysayers QAnon Password.
The Boss Martians, Fascinating Creatures of the Deep, and Tremolo Beer Gut feast on Ken McDonald's famous guacamole at the Ritz, Friday, November 4th.
Avakov's Linen Slipper Bunion Cushions.
Possessed, Deathgrave, and Necrot download the app and ride bird scooters all the way to 10th and Broadway, Saturday, November 5th.
Winger's Mothy Knoll.
And Sir Comfy's Funny Shoes.
The Concert Outlook's a presentation of the KFJC Promotions Department and airs
Dancing in the Fast Lane Tank Top Squeezins.
Daily at 5:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 5:30 p.m.
Hyperbole.
It can also be found online at kfjc.org.
Red Herrings.
For the Concert Outlook and Morris Minor, I'm Cinder Roar.
Donate at
kfjc.org.
All right. It's good to know. There's lots of stuff going on. And, you know, I mean, wear a mask, I guess, if you want to just be on the safe side and do what you need to do. Entertainment calendar for Thursday. That's October 27th today. In the North Bay, Twin Temple, along with the Bridge City Sinners at the Regency Grand Ballroom. At the Independent, Delicate Steve. The Mommy Heads, along with Kelly Stoltz. Oh, Baby. And Boys Like Girls. It's over at August Hall in the North Bay. Sons of the East, The Breathing Room, Todd Duda at the Bottom of the Hill. Over at Masonic Auditorium, it's Jesse Reyes. At the Fillmore tonight, it's Always and Slow Pulp. Over at the Longboard, Pro Blues Jam. At the Ivy Room, the MCH Trio, along with Raise the Maze and Mark Groudon. Over at the Golden Bowl tonight in the East Bay, Colt Strange along with Other and Stila Coombe. Over at the Stork Club, George Crustanza along with the Vaccines, Hans Gruber and the Die Hard, and the Stiff Middle Fingers. At the Cornerstone tonight, G. Perico along with Rookie, Gucci and Chief Major. Over at the Freight and Salvage this evening, Tyrone Wells along with Brendan James. And in the local area here in South Bay, there's a free concert at the Caravan Lounge along with A.E., Infenix Huma, the Striations, and the Blood of Chinamastica at the Caravan Lounge for free. The Catalyst Atrium this evening, the Red Knot Chili Peppers at the Catalyst. That's the entertainment calendar for Thursday, October 27th, 2022. Go out and see shows, support your local musicians. It's KFJC. paper, P-A-P-I-R, kind of the ultimate expression of the Danish creative soul, with an album called Seven. The output has varied from epic psychedelic guitar meltdowns to the soundscape sort of mentality. That's pretty cool, huh? So, before that, we heard from, I guess that's how we went right into that. Excuse me, that's Paper, P-A-P-I-R. And coming up at 6 o'clock, Dave Emery will be taking the helm and giving you all the latest and greatest of what's happening here in our little world. Here's EQ Mori on KFJC.
Thank you.
KFJC. It is. And that's Ikkyu Mori with the album called Tracing the Magic on the Tadzik record label with Beauty in Disarray. Hey, thanks again for listening to my show. Stay tuned to KFJC. I will see you here next Thursday, I promise. And I can't wait to get back here on the air. Lots of shows going on tonight. Hope you can stay tuned to KFJC.
gardena in jardagum, feud kuninga trimja prunon, huta edelinga sellen fremedon. Oft shield shaving shalden a thrautum, monigum maithum meldo settla of teach, ezo de erolas, sith an arist where thou shalt fund. Heath as fruvri ye bad, wakes under woknum werth minum thach, of that him
a. Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills.
That was good tuning.
Hi, Dave Henry here. This is For the Record program number 1260. How many lies before you belong to the lies? Part 22. This is being recorded on September 14th of the year 2022. As always, before we begin, a number of